Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points and talk about how we can apply it in our daily lives. I share my successes and failures and hope that you can learn something from my experience, all within the space of a coffee break. So this week's episode is going to be a little bit shorter because I've been feeling a lot under the weather this week. And so what I'm going to share with you this time is in the Stoic Coffee House, which is the community that I put together for the Stoic Coffee Break, we have what's called our daily grind, which is a journal prompt that I put up every single day where people write their ideas and we discuss these ideas a little bit more in depth. And this one is one that I put up earlier this week that I really liked, and it's called It Will All Be Gone. Brief is man's life and the small nook of the earth which he lives. Brief, too, is the longest posthumous fame, buoyed only by a succession of poor human beings who will very soon die and who know little of themselves, much less someone who died long ago. Marcus Aurelius. We're not really here all that long. And we don't really matter that much. Nothing we do lasts. Eventually, you will fade. Your works will fade. Your children will fade. Your thoughts will fade. These planets will fade. This sun will fade. It will all be gone. Naval Ravikant. Each of us have our own struggles in life, and at the time, they can be overwhelming and epic. But when we take a step back to look at the things that are troubling us through the macroscopic lens of eternity, then our troubles can seem to be rather small and fleeting. Since most of us live in a space where many of our physical comforts are completely taken care of, it leaves more space for mental challenges. We have more things to juggle in our daily lives than people did 50 or even 100 years ago. More of our work is spent in our minds rather than in our bodies. We have more time to read, to think, to ponder, and to work on improving who we are and cultivating the personal attributes that we want in our lives. The challenges that we face are often mental constructs that we create ourselves. And putting them in the long perspective of humankind helps us to have a more holistic view of our lives. Now, this is not to say that they aren't important and challenging, but more to gain some perspective to help us see past this moment, this hour, this day. When we can see our problems on a longer timeline, we can recognize that one day, none of it will matter. And this can free us up to make a choice and to continue to move forward. So I want you to take some time this week and maybe answer two questions in your daily journaling. What things are you struggling with that seem larger than life? And does looking at it through a longer timeline change how it feels for you? And does it change your plan of action? Thanks for checking in. And I look forward to next week when I'll have another full episode out for you. And until then, be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.